Monday, November 14, 2022, 5:06 a.m. Got up around 2 o'clock and dealt with some stuff. I cleaned up a bunch of stuff that I usually get cleaned up and dealt with the dog. She's out here with me now, unhappy because we're not going for a walk out in the dark. And I'm starting to paint here. I got the paints mixed up and I'm getting ready to go, so I thought I'd make a little post here. This is election week, and the elections were last Tuesday, and a lot of the news and headlines were predicting a red wave coming to the United States, which didn't happen. It looks like the Democrats held on to the Senate, and but they're not going to hold on to the House. It's early. Come on, give me a break. But they could still lose that too. So we'll see what happens, and I'll continue to work here. What else? Yeah. So it's not gonna. It rained a little bit on Saturday. Yeah, a little bit on Saturday, but it's not supposed to rain anymore here for next week or so. So that'll give me an opportunity to go out and work some more on my landscape project. I've got the garden beds pretty much completed, so I got that started. I got some ground cover planted. It's slowly coming out. And what else? So I got to complete the walkways, and I promised the wife I'd do some stuff with the chicken coop. So I got to work on that. So I've been planning that. I'm going to have to spend a lot more money just to deal with that. And then I should pretty much be done till springtime, I think. I have the raised bed that I built years ago are doing pretty good, or a couple of years ago. I've got the parsley growing there since last spring, and it's taken off really good. I've got some radishes growing there. I got carrots that are growing there. And I've also got the snap peas growing there with the edible pods, you know. So can't wait to eat those. And I've got some baby bok choy growing in the new garden bed raised bed, and also some Napa cabbage. See what that does. Also, I planted some garlic. I don't know what I'm doing about that, but we'll try to see how the garlic turns out. So let me get the painting here, and maybe I'll think of something else to talk about. 6:03 a.m. Okay, I had to take a little break. The dog was kind of whiny about stuff, so I let her out back, and I think she did do some business out there. So now she's kind of back in here, and have you anything to say for yourself? I guess not. Usually she's very talkative, so... Let's see. Yeah, so right now I'm listening to the Voyager Golden Record, 1977. And it's got a bunch of different stuff on there. Kind of weird stuff. But interesting just the same. So let me get back to painting. It's going to be daybreak here soon, about another half hour or so. I might go ahead and quit then and then take the dog out for a walk. I think the wife is up now, too. I think I heard her back there on the other side of the house. So let me get back to painting. So thinking about stuff, I always thought that as I've been working here and stuff, and just now with the stuff I'm working on, I always felt that after I work on a painting, it's kind of hard to see what's going on, especially on the bigger paintings. But I'm kind of finding out that usually seeing what's going on or what's not going on is because I'm not clarifying something. And I paint in a lot of images and stuff, But it all comes down to how the paint interacts with the brush stroke or color next to it, you know. And so you gotta definitely deal with stuff when they meet together. Otherwise, it is hard to see what you're trying to do. But the more you clarify it, the more you realize, oh, this is what I'm trying to do, and you can go in that direction. So that's just a little observation I made. Let me get back to this painting stuff here. Okay, 7:12 a.m. I guess I'll stop painting for now. The dog's getting restless. She wants to go for her walk or eat, one of the two. She doesn't really mind which one it is, but she wants to do one of those two. So I'm calling it a wrap for the post today. So have a good one.